The next LOS requires us to calculate the intrinsic value of a non-callable, non-convertible preferred stock. Preferred stock pays a dividend that is usually fixed and usually has an indefinite maturity. When the dividend is fixed and the stream of dividends is infinite, the infinite period dividend discount model reduces to a simple ratio. Preferred stock value equals the dividend on the preferred stock divided by the required rate of return on preferred equity. For example, a company's $100 par value preferred stock pays a $5 annual dividend and has a required return of 8%. The value of the preferred stock is $5 divided by 0.08, which equals $62.50. In the next LOS, we are asked to calculate and interpret the intrinsic value of an equity security based on the Gordon Constant Growth Dividend Discount Model or a two-stage dividend discount model as appropriate. The Gordon Growth Model, or Constant Growth Model, assumes the annual growth rate of dividends is constant. Hence, next period's dividend, D1, is D0 times 1 plus the growth rate. The second year's dividend, D2, is D0 times 1 plus the growth rate, quantity squared, and so on. When the growth rate of dividends is constant, this simplifies to the Gordon Growth Model. V0 equals D1 over K minus G. The assumptions of the Gordon Growth Model are: dividends are the appropriate measure of shareholder wealth. The constant dividend growth rate G and required return on stock K are never expected to change. And K must be greater than G. If not, the math will not work. If any one of these assumptions is not met, the model is not appropriate. As an example, we can calculate the value of a stock that paid a $2 dividend last year if dividends are expected to grow at 5% forever and the required return on equity is 12%. Here, G is 5%, K is 12%, and the $2 is D0. To use the Gordon Growth Model, we need D1, which is D0 times 1.05, or $2.10. The stock's value is D1 over K minus G, or $2.10 divided by the quantity 0.12 minus 0.05, which equals $30. This example demonstrates that the stock's value is determined by the relationship between the investor's required rate of return on equity, K, and the projected growth rate of dividends, G. As the difference between K and G widens, the value of the stock falls. As the difference narrows, the value of the stock rises. Small changes in the difference between K and G can cause large changes in the stock's value. Because the estimated stock value is sensitive to the denominator, an analyst should calculate several different value estimates using a range of required returns and growth rates. An analyst can also use the Gordon Growth Model to determine how much of the estimated stock value is due to dividend growth. To do this, assume the growth rate is zero and calculate a value. Then subtract this value from the stock value estimated using a positive growth rate. In the previous example, the estimated stock value with a growth rate of zero is D1 over K, or $2.10, divided by 0.12, which equals $17.50. The amount of the estimated stock value due to estimated dividend growth is $30 minus $17.50, or $12.50. To estimate the growth rate in dividends, the analyst can use three methods. Use the historical growth in dividends for the firm, use the median industry dividend growth rate, or estimate the sustainable growth rate. The sustainable growth rate is the rate at which equity earnings and dividends can continue to grow indefinitely, assuming that return on equity is constant, the dividend payout ratio is constant, and no new equity is sold. Sustainable growth equals 1 minus the dividend payout ratio times return on equity. The quantity 1 minus the dividend payout ratio is also referred to as the retention rate. The proportion of net income that is not paid out as dividends and goes to retained earnings, thus increasing equity. For example, if a firm is expected to pay dividends equal to 25% of earnings and has a return on equity of 21%, its sustainable growth rate is 1 minus 25% times 21%, which equals 15.75%. With long-run economic growth typically in the single digits, it is unlikely that a firm could sustain 15.75% growth forever. The analyst should also examine the growth rate for the industry and the firm's historical growth rate to determine whether the estimate is reasonable. Some firms do not currently pay dividends but are expected to begin paying dividends at some point in the future. A firm may not currently pay a dividend because it is in financial distress and cannot afford to pay out cash, or because the return the firm can earn by reinvesting cash is greater than what stockholders could expect to earn by investing dividends elsewhere. For these firms, an analyst must estimate the amount and timing of the first dividend in order to use the Gordon Growth Model. Because these parameters are highly uncertain, the analyst should check the estimate from the Gordon Growth Model against estimates made using other models. A firm may temporarily experience a growth rate that exceeds the required rate of return on the firm's equity, but no firm can maintain this relationship indefinitely. A firm with an extremely high growth rate will attract competition, and its growth rate will eventually fall. We must assume the firm will return to a more sustainable rate of growth at some point in the future in order to calculate the present value of expected future dividends. One way to value a dividend-paying firm that is experiencing temporarily high growth is to add the present values of dividends expected during the high growth period to the present value of the constant growth value of the firm at the end of the high growth period. This is referred to as the multi-stage dividend discount model. These are the steps in using the multi-stage model. Determine the discount rate. Project the size and duration of the high initial dividend growth rate. Estimate dividends during the high growth period. Estimate the constant growth rate at the end of the high growth period. Estimate the first dividend that will grow at the constant rate. Use the constant growth value to calculate the stock value at the end of the high growth period. Add the present values of all dividends to the present value of the stock's terminal value. Let's look at an example. Consider a stock with dividends that are expected to grow at 20% per year for 4 years, after which they are expected to grow at 5% per year indefinitely. The last dividend paid was $1, and the required rate of return is 10%. Calculate the value of this stock using the multi-stage growth model. First, calculate the dividends over the high growth period. Since D0 was $1 and the growth rate is 20%, D1 will be $1.20, D2 is $1.40, D3 is $1.73, and D4 is $2.08. Although we increase D3 by the high growth rate of 20% to get D4, D4 will grow at the constant growth rate of 5% for the foreseeable future. This property of D4 allows us to use the constant growth model formula with D4 to get P3, a period 3 value for all the dividends expected from period 4 onward. P3 equals D4 over K minus G, or $2.08 divided by 0.10 minus 0.05, which equals $41.60. Finally, we can sum the present values of dividends 1, 2, and 3, and of P3, to get the present value of all the expected future dividends during both the high and constant growth periods. Value of the stock equals $1.20 divided by 1.1, plus $1.44 divided by 1.1 squared, plus $1.73 divided by 1.1 cubed, plus $41.60, also divided by 1.1 cubed. That comes to a value of $34.84. The next LOS is to identify characteristics of companies for which the constant growth or a multi-stage dividend discount model is appropriate. The Gordon Growth Model uses a single constant growth rate of dividends and is most appropriate for valuing stable and mature, non-cyclical dividend-paying firms. For dividend-paying firms with dividends that are expected to grow rapidly, slowly, or erratically over some period, followed by constant dividend growth, some form of the multi-stage growth model should be employed. The important points are that dividends must be estimable and must grow at a constant rate after some initial period so that the constant growth model can be used to determine the terminal value of the stock. Thus, we can apply multi-stage dividend growth models to a firm with high current growth that will drop to a stable rate in the future, or to a firm that is temporarily losing market share and growing slowly or getting smaller, as long as its growth is expected to stabilize to a constant rate at some point in the future. One variant of a multi-stage growth model assumes that the firm has three stages of dividend growth, not just two. These three stages can be categorized as growth, transition, and maturity. A three-stage model would be suitable for firms with an initial high growth rate, followed by a lower growth rate during a second transitional period, followed by the constant growth rate in the long run, such as a young firm still in the high growth phase. When a firm does not pay dividends, estimates of dividend payments some years in the future are highly speculative. In this case, and in any case where future dividends cannot be estimated with much confidence, valuation based on free cash flow to equity is appropriate, as long as growth rates of earnings can be estimated. In other cases, valuation based on price multiples may be more appropriate.